If some have desire for the fear of the brothers or for becoming one with the Supreme, these are both considered material conflicts.
Yes. Three kinds of happiness. Bhog, Tyag, Bhakti, Seva. Bhog, Tyag, Seva. Because means they are after Bhog, sense enjoyment. And the Jnani, they are after another kind of negation. Absence in jhana. When one is fed up with sense in jhana, just like in your country, the young boys, they are practically fed up with the way of sense in jhana as their fathers and grandfathers had done. So, in the name of Tyago, renunciation. They are taking another kind of sense enjoyment. Intoxication, unrestricted sex. So this is also another sense enjoyment. Bhog and Tyag. Real enjoyment is devotion. There is a very practical example. Just like if you get all of a certain amount of money, say 100 rupees note lying on the street, if you get or lying here, if you take it, your conscience will beat. Because that does not belong to you. You are picked up. You'll always think, oh, I am taking somebody's money, whose money it was. I am doing something sinful. In this way, your mind will disturb. So, that is the taking. And similarly, if you don't take, if you leave it there, then you will also be disturbed. You will think, somebody has left this money here, so I did not collect it. Somebody will collect it and will take it away. This is not nice. The best thing is that you pick it up and if you deliver to the person who has lost the money or who has left the money. Three things. The one thing is hope, if you take yourself. And if you don't take, that is bad. And if you pick it up and deliver to the right person, that is devotion. So, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna says, Bhuktanam Chattadavasam Sarva Loka Maheshtaram. I am the Supreme Proprietor, Mahāyishtaram. Mahāyishtaram, Parameshwaram. So, everyone is Shara. But nobody is Mahāyishtara or Parameshwaram. Mahāyishtara is Krishna. Sarvaloko Maheshwaram, Mahāyishtaram. Mahā means the great. So everything belongs to Krishna. This is unknown to the non-devotees. The Kurmis also do not know. The Kurmis think that the resources of the world that is given by nature for our enjoyment. This is the modern theory of economic development. Everyone is thinking like that. That by nature we have got the gold mine. So we shall take it and use it and enjoy. This is Kurmi's view. But there are many Kurmis, everyone is just like what is that done when there is too much gold in South America? Huh? Huh? Brazil. There is too much gold stock there. And every nation is hankering how to take it. That will be the effect. What is the struggle in this world? Struggle is the gold is there. The gold mine is there. And everyone is trying to exploit it. How I can say? How my nation can say? Nationality means expanded selfishness. They are very much fond of nationality. But that nationality is also selfishness. By combined effort. In our country, Mahatma Gandhi is supposed to be the father of nationality. Not only in our country, in many other countries. But what is that nationality? Mahatma Gandhi wanted that the Britishers must go away. My countrymen, Salandhya. So, this is extended selfishness. In the beginning, I want to enjoy. And if I might extend my enjoyment, family-wise, community-wise, or nation-wise, that does not change the quality of selfishness. People are going on in the name of nationality, big leaders, but from our point of view, that neither as nation or community or person, you are the proprietor of things. Krishna is the proprietor. So, if you expand your selfishness in the name of nationality, I possess this land. We do not have to. We say, Ishavasvamidam sattva. Everything belongs to Krishna. Why you are claiming yourself as nation or as individual or community? That's not proper. Just like pickpocket and a gangsters organize rogues, thieves, it does not change the quality. There was some talk, you know, between Alexander the Great and the robber. The robber proved that you are a greater robber. That's all. Why you are trying to punish me? Alexander the Great arrested one robber and he was going to punish him. So the robber explained, so why you are punishing me? You are also a robber. You are going under the name of conqueror, and because I am not as great as you are, therefore you are trying to punish me. So why was Alexander the Great was very highly advanced. He immediately released him. Yes, I am also a robber. Why should I punish him? So, every Senaeva Sauchate, everyone in this material world, one who has no Krishna consciousness, he is a thief, he is a rogue, he is a robber. Everyone. Just as the Americans, they occupied the land of America by killing the Red Indians. And now they are claiming proprietor and there is immigration department. Nobody can come here. It is our land. This is why. The first thing is stolen property. Everyone. There is another story. A group of thieves stolen something and when they are dividing one of them, kindly, morally do right. Morally do right. Honestly divide. The thing is taken dishonestly. And they are dividing honestly. So this is going on. All right. Everything is taken dishonestly. When there is question of belief, the United Nations honestly divided. The association of the honest men, the United Nations. All plunderers, rogues, thieves, and they have made an association, United Nations. You see? Basically, they are all rogues and thieves. As soon as there is opportunity, they commit all criminal activities, and they are doing. So this is not real. So, yes, happiness, my material position, is the happiness of the rogues and the thieves. One who is happy by possessing some material things, he is no better than rogue and thief. And one who is renouncing Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, he is a fool. Because how, what you are renouncing? When did you possess it? If you possess something, then you can say, I renounce it. But if you do not possess, then why is the question of renouncement? So both of them are now. There are three kinds of so-called spiritual happiness. Brahmasu, Brahmananda. There are three kinds of ananda. Jarananda, Brahmananda. Jarananda means material. As for me, the time to possess more and more, more and more. Let me possess. This is Jarananda. Today I have got, say, 1 lakh of rupees. Idam adda mayala dham, idam prase punat dhanam. This is state of the asuri vichar. Today I have got so much money. And tomorrow I am going to increase it to so much. Kosti adhuam, I am the richest. This is Karmi's conception. And there is, because they are fed up, so they say Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha, this world is false. Grapes are sour. You know the story, Jackal? He wanted to take the grapes, jumping. When he could not get it, he says, the grapes are sour, I have no necessity. Similarly, these rascals, they renounce the world. So what renouncement? What you had? You are renouncing. So this is also wrong. The real happiness is seva. This is Krishna. And it must be used for Krishna's purpose. That is real happiness. Actually, that is the fact. The same example. If you pick up 100 rupees note, if you pocket it, then you are a thief. If you don't touch it, then it will be lost. Somebody will take it. You pick up and give to the original proprietor. That is the satisfaction. That is Vaishnava pleasure. We do not say anything bad. We do not say. That is Rupa Goswami's formula. That is Vaishnava formula. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vasuna mumukshu viparityago phalgu vairagatasya. Phalgu vairag, mumukshu vi, those who are after liberation, nidhe brahmanasanna, they are giving up this world, becoming sannyasi. Mayavari sannyasi, brahma satya jagan mitha. Rupa Goswami says, phalgu vairagya. Why phalgu? Phalgu means insignificant. And phalgu means there is a river, phalgu, in the Gaya. Those who have gone to Gaya, there is a river. The Gaya city is situated on the river, phalgu. This river is got phalgu because on the bed you find only sand. But if you push your hand within the sun, you'll find water. Similarly, Phalgu Vairagya means the so-called sannyasis, they have taken the dress of renounced order, but within the heart, they have got all desires to fulfill. Within the heart. If you push your hand within his heart, he will find he has got all desires for material enjoyment. That is called Phalgu Vairagya. On the surface, there is no water, sand. But within, there is flow of water. So, this Phalgu Vairagya Walas, Mayavadi Sannyasis, Jagan Mitra, they give up this word, so many sannyasis. But at heart, there is the desire, I shall become God. I shall become God. Let's see. We are trying, the Kurmis are trying to become minister, and he is trying to become God. So how much great desire he has got. And outwardly, he appears to be renounced. So Brahma, Nidhi Brahmana Sandha. But a devotee, his happiness is defined, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Nadanang nadanang nasundarim kavitam vajagadisa kama. We do not want this. Mamo janmani janmani nishkari bhota bhakti rahi bhakti kai. Vaishnav does not desire even liberation. What to speak of dhanam janam rubhavati vata. That is real Vaishnav. He wants simply Krishna to serve. That's so that happiness is perfect happiness. That is real shanti. Real shanti. Chaitanya Chaitanya therefore say, bhukti mukti siddhi kani sakali asant. Bhukti means for me, simply wanting, possess. So the possessing labor is also another ashanti, to struggle to possess. So he is ashanta. Mukti, he wants to become God, one with God. And kicca sadhana, austerities, penance, so many things he has to do, meditation, just to become God. So that is also troublesome. Very shanti. Yogis, they are also practicing pranayama, so many asanas, dhyan dharana asanas, pranayama. So, very shanti. He has to keep his head down and this is called sishasana, then that is also another asana. And then he has to show magic. Otherwise, he will not be recognized. He has to prepare Rasgulla by magic. These are all troublesome things. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. Bhukti means for me, mukti means gaining, and siddhi means yogi. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi can sakali asham. Their process is asanti. Krishna vaktam istam. Krishna Bhakta does not require to possess anything or to renounce anything or to show some magic power. No. He has nothing to do with all this. Krishna Bhakta does not want that I shall show some magic and people will be attracted. If one is Krishna Bhakta, he attracts thousands without any magic. The only magic is Krishna Bhakti, that's all. He doesn't require to show any yogic magic. It is so nice. Therefore, one should concentrate upon devotional service. Everything is there. Sarvahana matsute ja. If one is devotee about Chuta, everything is complete there. And he's Santa. He does not request it. He does not endeavor for it. But because he's Krishna Bhakta, everything follows him. Everything follows him. And that Ananda is nice. There is no need of showing magic or renouncing this world or accepting this world. These things are not required by Krishna. Because if he accepts, it is for Krishna. If he rejects, that is for Krishna. Anukulla sa sankalpa pratikullam vivarjanam. We advise, give up this habit. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. So this is there. Why there? For Krishna. For Krishna. Krishna wants this. Krishna does not want to see us divorced. Therefore, he must be. And Krishna says, Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajima. Who accepts it? So our business is to accept by which Krishna is pleased and reject by which Krishna is pleased. Our central point is how Krishna is pleased. So we have nothing to do with acceptance and rejection. We have to see whether Krishna is representative is pleased. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadat lagati. That is our practice. And if we live in that way, then we shall live. That is for happiness, by devotion, or service. Wow.
Because being faithless cannot appreciate the spiritual happiness of association and the exchange of loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of God.
Because they have no conception of God. Nirakar. And Nirakar, where is the loving affairs with Nirakar? I cannot love here. If I want to love, if somebody says, you love this here, Nirakar, how I wear it? My love. Love must be there. That's why here we are for Krishna. We can love. We cannot love this sky. So they have no conception of God. Therefore, their love of God is a fictitious. That's like Rabindranath Tagore. He has written Gitanjali. To me. Who is that to me? He does not know. All the poetry is to me, command. Who is that that spell to me and command? But that he does not know. He is secular. This is why. If I say my husband to me, I know he is my husband. His form is like that. Then I can say. But he does not know who is that to me. Everyone, the main persons will pray. Tameva mata, tameva pita. But he is that mata. Who is that pita? That he does not. We say, here is your mata, pita, Krishna. Here is Krishna. That is tangible. Facts. Not fictitious. Go on.
Their ultimate goal is to become one with the Lord. This concept is simply an extension of the material idea. In the material world,
our concept is also to become one with God. But not that I become one with the God. I agree with you. Krishna says, sarva dharma parityajya mamekam saranam. I agree. Yes, sir. So long I was foolishly conducted. Now I surrender unto you. Manasa deho deho jo kichu moro. Ottino tuva pade nanda kishore. This is surrender. That is oneness. Now I have surrendered to you everything. Maravirakavi jaiccha tohara. This is one. Whatever you like, I'll do. To kill me or protect me, jaiccha tohara. Nitta daso pati tuva adhikara. Because I am an eternal slave, you can do whatever you like. Asmishtava padratam sunashtama marmahatam karotuva jathatadara vidadasulam pata. Whatever you like, you can do. Matrananasati, still you are my tanana. This is one. I keep my individuality, but I am so surrendered, there are nothing to disagree with Krishna. This is one. Not that I mix or I lose my individuality. I've got individuality. I must go on with individuality. Even individuality is never stop. And the Bhagavad Gita is saying that all these things, you and me, all of us, we existed in the past. We are now existing and the future also is like this. There is no question of intermingling the individuality. The individuality is there, but individuality sacrifice, full agreement. That is oneness. Just like in our society, I am the head, so everyone is in agreement with me. That is oneness. Not that my disciples, my students, have lost their individuality. They are using their individuality to improve the Krishna consciousness movement, but sanctioned by me. That is oneness. That is one. Similarly, our devotional service is like that. We, varieties of what we are doing, but we must see whether Krishna is satisfied. That's all. Sanuskritasya dharmasya sansiddhi haritosana. This is our philosophy. Sanuskritasya dharmasya. Everyone has got individual capacity to do something. But we must see whether that is satisfactory to Krishna or his representative. Just the prasada, Bhagavad prasada. Just in the office, the clerks are working. The office master superintendent. If he is pleased, then the proprietor is pleased. The clerk hasn't got to show a separate endeavor for pleasing the proprietor. If the man in charge is pleased, then proprietor is pleased. Similarly, we have to please our spiritual master. And if he is pleased, it is to be supposed Krishna is pleased. And my only aim is, my only success is to see if Krishna is pleased. Sanusthitastha dharmasya samsiddhi haritosanam. Radhat may be displeased or pleased. It doesn't matter. One has to be assured whether Krishna is pleased. There it is. That is oneness. Oneness does not mean I lose my individuality. That is not oneness. Go on.
In the material world, everyone is trying to be the topmost head man amongst all his fellow men of nature. Either communally, socially, or nationally, everyone is competing to be greater than all others in the material concept of life. This greatness can be extended to the unlimited, so that one actually wants to become one with the greatest of all, the Supreme Lord. This is also a material concept, although maybe a little more than that.
This kind of conception that I shall become God, or I shall declare myself God. This is also material concept. This is not spiritual concept. But spiritually, nobody can become God except God. But he has no knowledge of God. He is thinking that he is God. Vimukta manina. Priyasta Bhava, the Nirvinda Kabhimukta Mani. Manina means taking for granted that I have become liberated, I have become born. And I advertise, and some foolish people will advise, oh, here is God. Here is Bala Yogi, incarnation, God. So, such cheap God, we don't accept. We want to see the Krishna as 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan Hill. So, if you are actually God, then show me that he can lift a hill. He can kill a putana. Then I can accept. What sort of God you are? We don't accept such cheap God. God.
However, the perfect spiritual concept of life is complete knowledge of one's constitutional position. And thus one knows enough to dovetail himself in the transcendental.
This is called Atmajnana. Atmajnana. Parabhavastavadavodhaja. Javanna jidyasa to atma tattam. This is atma tattam. I am still so that is partial knowledge. I am eternal spirit soul, but unless I know that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Atma, Krishna, my knowledge is not perfect. Simply Brahma Bhuta to know that I am spirit soul, that is not perfect knowledge. You have to still go further. Therefore, in this one, Bhagavatam will say, dharma prajita koitavata. Siddha Swami says that koitavata, when one thinks artificially that he has become liberated, one with the Supreme, that is also koitavata, cheating. He is not. How he can be one with the Supreme Lord? Then how he has become insignificant creature if he is Supreme Lord? Therefore, this kind of conception that I have become God now, this is also cheating, another cheating. He is cheating, says, self-deception. He is cheating himself. And what to speak of others. So this kind of oneness, Atubhuta and God, they are imperfect knowledge. What?
One must know that he is finite and that the Lord is infinite. Thus it is not possible to actually become one with the Lord, even if one aspires to this.
Yes. Simply desiring. So you avishuddha bhav. Jinnera vindhapa vimukta mani. Mani. Maliya. God of okay. Not like that. God.
Therefore, anyone who has any desire or aspiration to satisfy his senses by becoming more and more important, either in the material sense or in the spiritual sense, cannot actually relish the really sweet taste of devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore compared possessing these bhukti material and bhukti liberation desires with being influenced by the black art of the witch. In both cases, one is in trouble. Mukti means material enjoyment, and mukti means to become freed from material anxiety and to become one with the Lord. These desires are compared to being haunted by ghosts and witches, because while these aspirations for material enjoyment and spiritual oneness with the Supreme Name, no one can relish the actual transcendental taste of devotional service.
Very good. That's so long. Bhukti Mukti Stihajavat Pishachi Vivatat Rupagacharya. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi. Pishachi, they are compared with Pishachi. What is called Pishachi? Which? What is that? Which? What does it mean by which? What is that witch? Black, yeah.
Black.
Witch. So bhukti mukti, they are considered as witch. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, Bhukti Mukti Pishachi, Javad Ridivartate. Javad Bhakti Sukasya. So now this Pishachi will be in his heart. Just like if a man is mostly haunted, he cannot have healthy condition. He is in a trouble condition. Ghostly haunted, bhutepava. So, this is bhutepava, bhukti mukti. That is it. Pisasi vidivarta. Tavat bhakti sutta sattra katam abhudayavar. So long, these two pisasi duites are there in the heart. How he can relish the transcendental bliss of devotional service? It is not possible. Bhukti Mukti is Bhukti Mukti Pishati Javad Ridivartate Kavad Bhakti Sukham Asha Katam Ambhudayo. There is no possibility. One must be free from this desire. Anna Vilasita Sunnam Jnana Parmanana. Then one can realize. So long one is overpowered by Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, he cannot become a devotee.
A pure devotee never cares for liberation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Krishna, my dear son of Nanda, I do not want any material happiness in the shape of many fathers, nor immense opulence and wealth, nor any beautiful wife, nor do I want cessation from material existence. I may take birth many times, one after another, but what I pray for you is that my devotion unto you may always remain unperturbed.
This is, I have already explained, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer. Nadananga nadananga sundari kavitam vajagadeesa kamani homo janmani janmani shari bhavata bhakti kavi. This is pure prayer. So, pure devotional service is another great science one has to learn. Then his life will be successful. Thank you very much.